nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. Hi, this is Patrick Timpone, and you've landed somehow on OneRadioNetwork.com. Get my notes together here. And it's... how'd you like that one? How about that one? Yeah. Well, here we go. It is Friday, the 18th of June. And alas, we were getting close, but they're working on the telephone lines as we speak. So you can call in, but that's not happening yet. So you never know, it may happen during the show. So if you'd like to participate in this thing we do on Friday, you can do it. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. It's the 18th of June, and boy, it's been hot here. Yeah, 95, 100 degrees, and still haven't been able to hook up the air conditioner up here in the studio. The real one we're putting in, it's on some boat, slow boat from China, as the song goes. Well, good morning. Nice to have you here. Welcome to this show. As I said, 18 June 2021. So for the past few days, you may have seen it this morning, we streamed a really wonderful presentation by Dr. Andrew Kaufman at the Red Pill Expo. This event that G. Edward Griffin puts on, who's a cool guy. We've invited him on the show, haven't quite scored him yet, but we did years ago. But be that as it may, and we'll run it some more this weekend. It's an incredibly well put together video, slideshow, step by step by step, proving again, as he's done so often on his other podcast with Dr. Cowan and Dr. Lanka and others, that there absolutely is no virus, never was, never will be. And it's funny, I get emails and people will say, I know you're not a germ theory guy, but you know, this virus thing is a controversial issue. No, sorry, it's not. Not controversial. The only controversy is going in our little minds that we were brought up to believe that viruses can get us. And it's a programmed thing, so don't get down on yourself if you don't, not quite there. Don't judge me because I'm there. Don't judge yourself or anyone else. But this is just programming. And it happens. Your parents, your grandparents, you grow up believing in the polio virus and measles and mumps and all that stuff. But it's just not true. Never was true. It's never been proven to be true. And until somebody does, it just doesn't exist. So that's not controversy. So this is your opportunity, if you'd like. It doesn't matter to me because I don't get points for bringing people over to what I believe, because what I believe is not important. What you believe is what's important. But know that what you believe is exactly what you manifest in your physical reality, just like me. It's just the way it works. So if you're 98% sure on the virus theory, but 2% doubts it, you're just not there. It's kind of like being pregnant. You either are or you aren't. But once you are, and you totally know in your being, and you say, yep, I'm done, you then can ignore any of the other doubtful states of consciousness that come in, And they will, because the mind will run out its clock, so to speak. Just a computer, the mind will run out. Oh, I'm not sure about that. Okay. So you just ignore that and you just go with it. And after a while, then you'll just work out your virus karma. And that's what it is. It's all virus karma. And the way we work out our virus karma is to work out our virus karma. I can't tell it how it is for you, but these little thoughts and ideas and fears and doubts are in our body, in our joints, in our muscles, in our capillaries, everywhere. They're in there, and so they're going to come out. So once you, if you choose your mission, as Tom Cruise said in the movie, if you choose to accept it, that viruses do not exist, and you fake it till you make it, you'll be surprised what you may detox from your body. Because even though there is no time, there is a time lag between spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. There's a little bit of lag because underneath the spiritual plane, subconscious, mental, emotional, these planes, there is matter, energy, space, and time. So if you have space, you have to have time, because if there's space, then it takes time to get from one point to the other point. But as we all become more conscious of our soul beingness, where we're above matter, energy, space, and time, there is no time, and then the body doesn't age, because there's no time. So the body just follows along. So that's why people have said, well, you could live to 150, probably. You can probably live to 300 if you can live to 150. Why would you stop there? The body's not going to wear out. It only wears out because of what we think. I've come across some interesting things doing this stretching that I began on February 1. Some deep stretching. I just kind of make it up as I go virtually every night of my life. And I came in some really cool realization the other evening or morning. I usually like to do it 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning because it's quieter in the old everywhere. And the way I do it and something that you can begin practicing for yourself. Excuse me. I'm not a Buddhist. I studied Buddhism a little bit in the early 80s. But the Buddha, he said something that was really cool. The three most important things in life are to pay attention. And this is really the only way we learn, is by just paying attention to everything. Paying attention to everything, every moment, and then we begin to see what's really going on and how it all works. It's very simple on one end and the most difficult thing in the world on the other end, because we have spent lifetimes not paying attention. We've spent lifetimes thinking that these thoughts are who we are. So we spend lifetimes just in the ego personality, So this lifetime, we have an opportunity to graduate from that, because it's boring. Because we all know what that's about. Nothing new there, right? You know, people say, well, I am like this, and I'm like this, and this is what I am, and I like this, and this is what I am, and this is what I am. Okay, that's just the ego, and that's not really who we are. It's just this artificial you that we've created, Patrick and George and Carol and Adam. Hi, Adam. California. That's not really who we are. So back to the stretching then. So the way I do it is you could call it anything you want. I soul travel. I put myself into a trance. I hypnotize, you know, whatever. It's all the same. I'm just simply aware, 100% aware in that moment. You get pretty good at it, so. And you don't even breathe. You let your body breathe when it wants to. You don't do anything. And the more you do it and the better you get at it, you're actually viewing the entire process of your body laying on the yoga mat, stretching, watching the body breathe, but you're not breathing, the body's breathing, and you're just gently, systematically moving into areas that are tight, and that's the whole body. You know, the calves and toes and everywhere. Lots in the neck, huge amount in the neck and the spine, shoulders. You can spend months just in there. And there's always more. There's always more to go. And, you know, I don't know. I guess you watch these people at Cirque du Soleil and some of these magic shows. I saw one time on America's Got Talent where the guy was a total like this. You know, he just could do anything. That's what he did. He just worked out everything, through everything. But the exciting thing is that when we're able to watch the show as we're doing it, then we learn something. We're just not stretching. We're just not getting more limber. We learn so many things because we see how it's all connected and how something in the shoulder, you know, can, or in the neck over here, is something going on in the stomach, and you feel it. Oh, it's so all stomach things and IBS and indigestion and heartburn and constipation. It's a systemic issue, and all these little engrams or coagulated energy, which are old thoughts and images and ideas that we've held on to, and fears and images of ourself and stuff like that. The body's got the interconnectedness that's amazing, the fascia and the lymph system and everything is all, the meridians is all so intertwined. We could have stuff in our shoulder that we created on the right side because of a relationship with a woman or something. The right is the female, that could be affecting our bowels. You just don't know. It's so different. That's why to go to someone pretty much and try to fix your bowels by, you know, we do things like the aloe and things to help. But at the end of the day, unless we get to the root cause, then they'll just stay there the whole your life, and you'll just end up playing with your bowels your whole life, which is what people do, you know. Antacids and poop makers are probably number one and two of the over-the-counter drugs, I think. Probably. And God love it, just billions of people have no idea that it's all kind of interconnected with everything that they think and believe and in their body, and it just is. Because there's just no way that we can be created in the image and likeness of God and keep these bodies for as long as we want, if we want, without having complete control over every molecule, DNA, RNA, EPA, CDC, in our body. Otherwise, how could we control our health by not controlling it? So it works both ways. You understand? That's right. So that's why when we worry about something, it affects everything. And when we don't worry about something, it affects everything. I like that. I think I'll write that down. If we worry, I like that. And then if we don't worry about something, it affects everything. See, it always works both ways here in the in physical reality and in the astral reality. You might go there after you die. Say if you believe in a Christian kind of heaven, there's one there. Some say it's on the astral plane, some say it's on the mental plane. I'm not sure, but it's one of those planes. It's above my pay grade, so the only way you know for sure is if you really want to go there, just believe in it strongly enough, and you'll go visit there when you leave your body. And then you'll see what's up with that. Just like you believe and know that you want to go to the south of France for the weekend. You believe it, you act on it, you do it. Before you know, you're there. It works the same way spiritually. Whatever we believe is going to, we're going to experience when we leave here, pretty much what we'll experience. Doesn't mean it's permanent. It'll be just a trip. And all trips end. And then it'll be up to you and me to work out or be happy or want to go somewhere else or learn new stuff or whatever it is. But I can guarantee you there's more. So back to the stretching. See, I get sidetracked, but I found my way. I do like that. If we worry, it affects the body. And if we don't worry, it affects the body. Whoa. It's a good show title, right? So the other morning I was doing my stretching and I see a lot of things when this is going on. I can see the energy like in the neck. It's a little, it almost looks like a little dark spot, like a little, what's that cartoon character that used to have a little, was that Peanuts? Not sure. Didn't somebody used to have a little, the fellow who wrote Peanuts probably saw that in the dream state. So it's just energy that is kind of a different vibration. And it's got a little darker color to it. You can see it on the inner planes. And you can feel it as you kind of move into it with your consciousness. You can feel it. And that's the muscle that's tight. So you're feeling it, and then that's the muscle that's tight. So as above, so below. So it's all like, because it's all happening in the now, it's all just kind of stacked up, all juiced together. Juiced together. So you can see it. So it's just right there. And now if you really care, if you really care and you'd like to know what exactly that is, you really got to get super quiet, get really very, 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 very good at it, and you can begin to hear and see if you want. But I don't think there's any need to do that. You know, these things are probably, I'm not sure, but they're probably, well, I am sure because I've seen many of them leave. They're from different aspects of my life when I was a kid or something, just an image. You know, something like that. Just little things we hang on to, little fear, whatever. So there's probably a conglomeration of things. And in my experience, what I see happening is, say we start building up, say, in the shoulder, which a lot of people do. And then we put energy into that shoulder because, oh, like shoulders, you know, like that, right? As you put energy into something, then that will then, like attracts like. So energy of that vibration of this tension, something fighting against each other, which is what it is, and it's usually us fighting against ourselves that we'll get to. You don't really need to know exactly what it is. It doesn't matter. Because with breathing, and as Adam teaches, and yawning and stretching, you can release it. You don't have to know what it is. Now, the German New Medicine people, the Dr. Heimer's work, they suggest that you really have to know the trauma to release it, and they may be right, but I would also argue that if you do it like this, you can do this stretching, spiritual practice, and you can get to everything. And if it's a certain trauma, divorce or something that was tied into your kidney issue, if you pay attention, it's going to come up. And you'll see it. Or there may be, or you'll get messages in the dream state or other things. Spirit will work with you as you work with spirit. And then maybe it'll come, oh, maybe that's what that kidney thing was about. It happened about the same time. And then maybe it's a matter of whatever, talking to your ex and get all kumbaya, peace, love, hippie beads, and forgive each other, and then it'll go away. It makes sense. So what I saw, this is really cool. And I think it was precipitated by Stefan Lanka's video that we ran, that he said something like, was it 2 weeks ago or a week ago? That was so profound to me, and that I really got it when he said it, that there's only one. The one, God. Just one. There's no separation anywhere. Nowhere. Nowhere. It's just all God. So to even stretch and to go, what are you pushing against? Are there two things? Is there an opposite? Are there two forces in your shoulder or one? It can't be two forces. There's no such thing as two. It's just one. And when I saw that, I go, whoa, that is so trippy. See, these things don't really matter until you really see them. So you hear me talk about it, and they probably don't mean much, and you think I'm crazy, but that's okay. I do what I can because that's the only reason I'm here. If I can help one of you just catch some particles of fairy dust, or this fairy dust I put out. Okay, I'm in. So after that experience, and it was really pretty profound, I just kind of laid there for about 10 minutes afterwards and contemplated that, really went through it. Wow, there's just that. And that's important. When we get aha moments, to not just aha and then run out the house. Well, but to close your eyes and to really think about it, integrate it into your every cell in your body. Well, if this works like this, and then I go, this is contemplation. If this works this way, wow, if could the muscle then, you know. You could do that for half an hour, right? Really talk through it with yourself. Contemplation, which is a step above meditation. There's a million kabillion signs of meditation. TM and Buddhist, watching your breath, watching your stomach, watching the tip of your nose, watching the clouds go by, watching your thoughts. Yogis talk about all these things. Okay? Then what? I'm not criticizing them or saying they're wrong, they're great. Anything you can do to Doodle's got the itches. Oh, I want to tell you that story too. Because she and I are doing stuff together. We do it together. So, I mean, you can lower your blood pressure. You can help your body to heal by getting into that neutral state. A lot of good things can happen. And then along came Joe. Oh, slow talking Joe. And then you can take it to another level. And then contemplate. And contemplation is like, not like, but as my teacher told me, the most secret part of yourself has a conversation with the most secret part of yourself. So you're really talking to God, and you're part of God, so there's no separation. You get the picture. But I mean, really talk. Honest, like, whoa. Magical things will happen. So I really saw doing this that by working with it spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and stretching, even helps to relax more. There's less pain, and there's less pressure, because there is no pressure. The only pressure is what we have created in our mind. Doesn't exist. So I think we get to the point someday we just, as we operate more from the soul level, the fifth dimension, if you will, people call it 5D. That's what this whole 5D stuff is about. Folks who talk about it don't really understand it. They think that 5D is going to descend upon them someday and poof. As the commercial said, what's it? Investment commercial. What was the one about you have to earn it? Whatever. You earn your way up. Oh, the Bible talks about people were walking down, the light descended upon them, but we don't know what happened to them after that. And he just could have had a mystical experience and then went back home and drank some wine. I don't know what they did. Nobody knows what they did. But they earned the light. If it descended upon them, it doesn't really descend upon it because we are the light. So it just becomes, we become more aware of who we are. That's when we see the light. You heard the term, well, I see the light. You the light. Oh, yeah. You the light. So you don't have to go anywhere now. You don't have to go to India. You don't have to go to a seminar. You don't have to read any books. Just go inside. Every spiritual path since the beginning of time, that was pretty trippy. Has talked about going within, right? The Quakers, the still voice within. So I guess what I was about to say is that we can, I guess we'll get to the point where as we do not create any more tension, don't even have to stretch anymore, there's nothing to stretch. So we have an exciting life ahead of us. There's certainly no accidents that all this is going on in the Matrix and all the good stuff going on with you and I. Remember, we're not separate from any of it, right? So it's all part of it. As people are conjecturing, you know, it's really about waking up. And so when you see the Matrix and people trying to kill us and all the crazy stuff going on politically, the Great Reset and all that stuff, is that as soul we know that the only way we're going to survive it with grace and charm and abundance and peace, love, and hippie beads is to not get involved. And that's a spiritual exercise in, on its own. And by doing that, it's going to take us places where I don't know if you want to get into time thing, 1, 2, 3, 4 years from now, who knows what's going to be going on in the planet, but you and I will be in our own reality and probably still have our bodies in our own reality that is totally different from the other realities, which it is now. That's the whole point. It is now. I don't live in the reality of Klaus Schwab or injections. I don't live in that reality. I see it. I can talk about it. Just like I can talk about what's going on in New York, but I don't live there. After I talk about it, I'm back in my reality. It doesn't exist till I go back in. That's the way it works. We are the world. We I wish I could play that. Every time I play a song, I get dinged on some platform for playing a song. Oh, Pigpen is the fictional character in the comic strip Peanuts by Charles Schulz. Whilst amiable, he's a young boy who is, except on rare occasions, extremely dirty and attracts a permanent cloud of dust. Oh, yeah. So that was Charles Schulz's way of portraying what I'm talking about. We are the world. We are the children. I'm going on auto ship today. It's on my list, baby.
Hey, you guys. Hey. You dudes. Hey. We recently talked to Daniel Vitalis about testosterone.
So many men today are reaching an age where they begin something we call andropause, and this is the equivalent, male equivalent of menopause. So we know women go through menopause, but less understood in the mainstream is the idea that men go through andropause. And so they hit a certain age, but men start to really drop off in their hormone production. So what a lot of people are using is drug forms of hormones. And as always, when you extract a drug and you give it to somebody, you create more imbalance. The drug is found usually in nature, but it's found with a suite of other substances that support its metabolism and keep our bodies healthy. So one of the medicines on our landscape that can be incredibly useful for this is the pollen from pine trees, because it helps to increase those anabolic hormones in the male body and helps to keep a male whose hormones have naturally started to drop up.
Thanks, Daniel. When you click on SurThrival through our website, One Radio Network, you'll see a couple of choices. The four P's has some different herbs and a little more kick in your giddy up, and then the regular gold pine pollen is there for you on any SurThrival link on OneRadioNetwork.com.
I've been out of pine pollen for about 10 days. And there's no doubt in my former military mind, we used to say that in the military, I feel better when I take it. I have more something. There's an energy, there's a juice, there's a mojo. Yep. So it's good to run out every now and then, but put on my list, I'm getting on the auto ship for pine pollen and elk velvet antler today, because the auto ship, you get a deal, so every month you'll get it. And then it's fun because you can use more because you know you're getting more anytime. So it's a great little investment in your health. And if you do, or if you just want to get it by yourself, by itself, without the auto ship, it's a Father's Day. When is Father's Day? Through the 20th. Yeah, midnight on the 20th. 19th is tomorrow. Oh, that's Sunday night. Oh, is Sunday Father's Day? Oh, cool. Okay. And use ADAPT 15. ADAPT 15. ADAPT 15. And you get 15% off on everything on SurThrival. So guys, if you really want to keep libido up, keep Mr. Happy happy, I recommend you do the pine pollen and the elk velvet antler and just do that for a few months and then you just let me know what you think.
Previously with Dr. Ross Stewart, who just kind of came up with this, telling about how he works with people and their neurotransmitters.
How do we produce sufficient amounts of glutathione in the liver, which of course is a big filter for all the blood, pulling half-spent hormones, waste, dead cells, and other toxins out of the blood. The higher the level of glutathione, the longer a person is going to live, and the better their blood is. And I'm glad you're doing a sulfur product. Once you start getting any of these kinds of symptoms, all the way from autism, all the way through Parkinson's, you can't get enough sulfur from eating broccoli and kale and cauliflower and garlic and onions. You can't get enough. You need to supplement it.
Well, the information just keeps on coming with sulfur. The sulfur that we promote is 99.97% pure, no additives, no excipients. Just click an order on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
Yabba dabba, yabba dabba, yabba dabba do. What I do is, let's see, grab it here. I'll get myself 32 ounces in the morning of filtered, nice filtered water. I do a whole tablespoon. You can do more. I like a tablespoon. And then drink it out of a small glass. And then you know when you finish that container, you've done 32, and if you want, I like to do 64, two of them. I don't do it all the time. I'm not anal sphincter about it, but I do saunas every day and walk and exercise. So, I sweat. So. Anyway, and then you get yourself a, then you can just fill it up again. And so then you're drinking it all day long too, which is kind of cool. And it's a very interesting substance that I think you'll like if you haven't tried it. Ours is one of the best. It's pure, so it works, and we're always going to email. People love it. And if you like more than 4 pounds, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Very nice email this morning. That'll use it for a plug. From Leanne, Patrick, you look great. I can't believe you're 75. I'm not 75. I'm almost 75, Revs. Do you think the hydrogen machine is the reason why you're staying young? I don't know. Sure. I mean, it's everything you do, right? Everything you do, put in your body, it certainly helps your body stay happy and not age. And the hydrogen is like the number one antioxidant on the planet. We know that molecular hydrogen that our machine produces. And so goodness knows when you're dealing with oxidative stress, which comes in with poisons, right? Which is the cause of disease. Poison thinking and mercury and aluminum and glyphosates and chemicals, processed foods, bad water, stuff in the air, planet Earth kind of matrix things. These oxidize the biomolecules called oxidation. It's a different energy. They have a negative or a positive and boom. So molecular hydrogen is the number one scientifically proven antioxidant. So you breathe this every day, and as you breathe stuff in, rather than, it just helps your body to stay happy. So yeah, does it help stay younger than springtime? I suspect, of course, and it would have to, right? But the number one thing is what you think and what you believe. Number one. So this brilliant video that Dr. Kaufman put out that we've been streaming for a couple days at the Red Pill Expo, he's got all the slides, and as I said earlier, but not to repeat, but so the whole virus thing, it is not controversial. There's just no doubt about it. It just is what it is. It doesn't exist, and that's it. Never has, never will. So I would just encourage you to go within, and when you think about that you still think it may exist, why that is, where you get that information, and you could work through it if you want and get to the point where then you know there is no viruses, that nothing can hurt you, ever. In the virus bacteria category, bacteria doesn't work like they say. It's all a lie, too. Bacteria can create toxins, so you could leave, I don't know, egg salad out on a picnic bench, and bacteria is in the food already. That bacteria plays around and is not happy when it's not refrigerated, and that creates toxins. You eat the potato salad and you don't feel good, but it wasn't the bacteria that's hurting you, like they claim, E. coli and all that. That's all made up too. It's toxins, which is why. Now, if your immune system is really, well, it doesn't work the way we think, but if you're all clogged up and not a happy camper and you have comorbidities, you know, E. coli can certainly kill you, but it's not the E. coli, it's the toxins from the E. coli, just like it's the toxins from tetanus and stuff like that. It's not some tetanus virus that you catch. That's all made up. Measles are not some measles virus that you catch. They're toxins coming out of the body. The cold and flu are not some virus that you catch from your neighbor, or I gave my kid the cold, I gotta go now. It doesn't happen like that. So once you really understand that, this, you study the work of Cowan, Kaufman, Lanka, Vollmer, Sell, Lando, Dr. Robert O. Young is all over it, lots of people. And you really get it, but it'll just lift an entire thing off your body. Wow. This whole idea of catching some germs on a shopping cart, and it's all nonsense. Now, if there's toxins on the shopping cart, somehow got there, and you put those in your mouth, sure, I guess. But even STDs and herpes and all that, it's all made up. So it's really a great time to break free of all of the virus thing. And then, you know, move on down the road. My name is Patrick Timpone, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Boy, I sure wish that phone was working, but talk to him, and I said, boy, I really need it by Friday. Can you make it happen? Sure. Well, I think we can. Not quite. Lots to talk about here this morning, but you can participate. Use your fingers. Let your fingers do your walking. CDC was going to have a big meeting today. They're going to get together and say, what's going on with all these kids having myocardial problems with these injections? Come on, we got to... Surprise. Joe declared Juneteenth a national or a holiday, whatever the hell Juneteenth is, some black thing. See, they want to have black holidays and white holidays, you see? How they separate people. These liberal globalists are the most racist people on the planet. And they do it all under the guise of calling the libertarian conservative people the racist. Just the opposite. They're the ones making a big deal out of being black and white, not us. I don't see any difference in a black person. I don't know about you. I was brought up like that. I mean, my mom and dad, there wasn't a whole lot of black people around, but when there was, I mean, you just didn't even think any different. They're just another person, and who cares what their skin color is? I mean, you know how stupid that is? It's like going out there and judging birds because one's more blue than another bird. I mean, the whole thing is absurd. And that's all it's about now. Black and white. Hollywood, black and white. People are terrible for doing this. And you know what it is? They're so asleep they don't realize what they're doing. They don't know they're doing that. They really believe, because they've been programmed into socialism and everything's got to be equal. Oh yeah, it's got to be all equal. And they're so programmed into this, all of Hollywood, the globalists. Now the globalists know what they're doing. But the people that the globalists control, you know, the Hollywood, mainstream media, these people probably don't get it. They just show up and repeat what they're told. They're not bad people. They're just stupid. Did I just say that? God. Getting so feisty at my young age. Oh, we need more black directors. Really? Why? Oh, I don't know. Be more fair. Well, okay. If you guys would get off the whole idea about black and white being different, then maybe your culture would change and people choosing directors would be choosing them because they're black and white and all of that. You just can't start from the top. You got to go from the bottom up. Not from the top down, because it just alienates people and it doesn't do anything. You put somebody in a director's thing because they have black skin and they're not ready to be the director, and then they do dumb stuff and it just makes it worse. People have to, you know, earn their way into everything. I'm so tired of talking about that stuff. It's not fun anymore. So I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Hey, here's something pretty cool that you might, I was thinking about. Remind me not to talk about it anymore. I'm over it. Thanks. Felt how that felt in my body. I don't want to talk about that. El Salvador, I'm just looking at my notes here. El Salvador passed a law that Bitcoin is legal tender. Now, it might not sound like much, but it's pretty interesting because everybody in... Okay, sweetie, it's all right. It's all right. Everybody in... all companies in El Salvador, you have to take Bitcoin. So they got to get set up for it. It's legal tender. So the whole Bitcoin phenomenon is just fascinating. And there's just no accident. There are no, you know, I don't know who started it or I don't think it's ever going to crash or anything. But the cool thing about it is with all of the weird things going on in the banking world, and you can do it where your money is safe, even if you had $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, which is only 1/36 of a Bitcoin, 0.00036 or something. I mean, it's portable. I mean, so say you had $50,000 in Bitcoins, which is like 1.5 Bitcoins. And you wanted to move to, I don't know, you wanted to move to Belize for some reason. You just move. You got your wallet off your computer, so indestructible. Nobody can hack it. impossible, impenetrable. Can't do it. I think there's like 25 codes that you memorize or you write down and swallow. I don't know. Just don't lose it. If you lose it, you're done. And can't get in there. There's this one dude. He is, he was the head guy in some dark web drug operation. They caught him, and he's got a Bitcoin wallet in his head, you know, the code, and I think he's got 50 million or something, and he's in jail. And he said, you're not going to get it, so I don't know what I'm telling you. Pretty cool. So, I mean, you know, we don't know what these bankers are going to do. There's already people, I read about a lady somewhere in Delaware, I think she was a Build Back America lady or something like that. You know, conservative, running for Congress or something. And, what was her name? Anyway, Wells Fargo just closed her bank account. So it's just good to keep in mind that Andrew Goss taught us, you're going to look up the word depose. When you deposit your money in a bank, it's theirs. It's not yours. It's not ours. It's really important to understand that. I might need a little more light. Yeah, looks a little better, huh? It's funny when you look at yourself. Okay. So when you depose your money in a checking account, it is theirs. You're literally loaning the bank money is what you're doing, right? What we're doing. We're loaning the bank money. So they pay us, theoretically, interest on the money. But I think that's what, 0.25% or something. Inflation, we believe, is probably 10%. So if you have your money in a bank right now, you're losing 10% per year. So the idea came that if you were adventurous and you have a job and you have equity in your house, mortgage interest rates are like crazy low. What are they? Want to DuckDuckGo it? I haven't even looked. Let's do it. What is the average 30-year mortgage? 30-year fixed. Wow. Less than 2%. Inflation's 10. You see where I'm going? And you don't have to do with the mortgage if you have good credit and income. You can get a fixed rate loan for 10 years. Fixed rate. Borrow $50,000 at 2% fixed rate, you'd be paying the fixed rate for 10 years or the fixed rate in your mortgage, if you take all the money out of your house and pay a fixed rate and invest that money and make some money and not lose it by having, your house is going to go up or down whether or not you are making payments on it or not. So say you have a couple hundred thousand in your house, you could take that out, get a 2% deal, use that to make the payments and invest the rest. And stay ahead of inflation. Andrew Goss talked about that, taught us about that idea, and using debt as a blessing. When money is this cheap, if you can get it and do something with it. And get ahead of the curve. You can do gold, silver, and Bitcoin, you're probably going to be just fine. Thank you very much. It's always a risk. With all of the money being printed around the world, euros and dollars and yuan, this is keeping the entire thing floating. The entire economy has never been on more shaky ground than it is today. And it's not going to get better because there's no fundamental reason for it to get better. No reason. I mean, positive thinking, none of that. Everything the globalists are having the Biden administration do are counterproductive, and they're making things worse economically in this country. Keeping people at home. I mean, the states had to come up and cut off the $300 a week thing from the feds because nobody wanted to go to work. Duh. Oh, I thought that socialism thing worked. But wait a minute. What happened? Biden administration wants to raise corporate rates. Corporations will move. The Klaus Schwab people want to, they'll try to pull off a 15% global tax on corporations. I don't see how they're going to get away with it. There's a bunch of rich guys hanging around thinking they run things. I don't know how they can just come up with a global tax. But they'll do it. I don't know how many people will pay it. They can get the IRS to enforce it. I guess they got to. I don't know. It's crazy, Maisie. So, millions of businesses are closing. They just didn't make it out of this COVID thing. There's about 100 million people looking for work. They're not looking. They're staying home. And there's about 85 million jobs waiting to be filled. You know what I mean? Jelly bean. Do you know what I mean? Garbanzo bean. You know? You think these global eye are going to allow Joe to do anything smart? He's in such a dazed and confused. Did you see some of the videos with Putin and G7? It's embarrassing. Embarrassing. He can't even talk. These G7 leaders says, "Well, Joe, you're just so great." Putin talks so nice about him. Putin sat with him for 3 or 4 hours. He has to know that he's mentally ill. Putin's probably going, can't even make this up, man. These globalists came in without a doubt, had a coup d'etat, stolen election, proof positive, there's proof is there, and put in a mentally unstable person. And a woman who's not even qualified constitutionally to be vice president, much less president, who's so communist you can't even think about it, and she's not very bright. Wow. So now their big plan, Klaus Schwab and the globalite. You really think that Vladimir Putin is going to allow somebody to kick his ass? Do you really think Jinping guy is going to allow somebody to kick his ass militarily, financially, geopolitically? Ain't going to happen. Especially not Sleepy Joe's commander-in-chief. They can't do it anyway. Trump was trying to build up the military. He was working on it. He knew what was going on. That's why they had to keep him out. Say what you say about that man. He may be one of the biggest egotists on the planet and clueless about vaccines, but he's a patriot. And he saw what was going on in this country. And they made sure he didn't stick around. The boys. They made sure. And they blatantly just stole this thing. And nobody's, well, I shouldn't say nobody, there's a lot of people trying to do something about it. And they're doing all of these, I don't know what's going to happen, they're doing all of these forensic audits, have you seen them in Arizona? If these states can be proven, I mean, they've got the proof now through all the stuff that my pillow guy has. They have the forensic data. If you've seen the video 9-0, that he put out. What's his name? MyPillow. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you do? Yeah, you know, all of a sudden they come up and say, well, Trump won Arizona, he won Michigan, he won. What do you do then? Supreme Court's pretty swampy. The word around the campfire is, yeah, I know. The word around the campfire is that old Supreme Court Justice What's-His-Face Roberts is compromised as, this is not, I've seen the manifest, I've seen the, he used to hang out with Jeffrey Epstein, so. And, you know, this is the cool thing about the Supreme Court that we've learned from Richard Proctor is that it doesn't really matter. Do you know why? Because these guys and girls in the Supreme Court, they are so far off the reservation when it comes to their authority and their power, you can't believe it. They make decisions on stuff they've got no business. Has several constitutional authorities that know more, obviously, than the Supreme Court justices know. For example, take Roe v. Wade. That involved two people. It only affects two people, Roe and Wade. They just make it up, folks. So anyway, I don't think you could take the voting thing to the Supreme Court. They probably wouldn't even hear it, like they haven't heard any of them, not one. Because they're obviously compromised if they really believed in this country. So I don't know. But maybe if it all comes out and then it's just there, of course the mainstream media probably won't report it, but there'll be enough people, 100 million people, to say, you know what? Trump won, what are we going to do now? Just can't go along with this. Who knows what'll happen? Now, the military, it's an interesting thing. People have told me that the military have a constitutional and a sworn duty, and they all take an oath. Generals, right? And believe me, all the action is down below. Middle management, sergeants and all these people. The military could see all these, see proof, they haven't seen it already, which a lot of them have, that President Trump won this thing and it was a coup d'etat. They'd have a sworn duty to do something about it. And they could just take it over. Send in the troops. Joe, you're out of here. They could do it. Whoa. Think CNN would have to report that? They'd call it a military coup d'etat. Of course they would. They could do it. They could head up the government and have a new election. Or put Trump in. OMG. Boy, that'd be risky, wouldn't it? Whew. Man, you talk about turmoil. You talk about the libtards going libtardy. Whoa. I don't think you could do that. It'd just be too much. Oh my God. There would be a civil war. So they're probably smart enough. They probably won't do that. So I don't know. You'd probably have to have a new election. They'd even go ballistic over that, but if you had the proof and could get some of the big people to cover it, so people would actually see and say, well, what are you going to do? They cheated. Got to have another election. So we'll see. Anything's possible. So don't lose hope about this country. You just never know. I'm just looking at some of the options here. You know me, I'm a paternal optimist. None of it really matters, but it's fun, isn't it? I mean, think about it. Kind of interesting. Dave says, way to go, Patrick. You the man. I have an idea for your show. A summary of the key data, price, gold, silver, Fed balance sheet, etc., and key news at the same time point in your show. When I'm awake, I usually tune into the first few minutes of George and Ori, Coast to Coast, for that reason. Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, it's so interesting, David. Thank you. You know, I've been thinking about the same thing. That I think I may start to do a few of the key headlines that I believe may affect you. And also, right at the beginning of the show, before we introduce the guest, give you the data. Gold, silver, Bitcoin, maybe Ethereum. A couple other metrics. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. We'll start that on Monday. Who is the MyPillow guy? Somebody writes in, can you share what you know about the MyPillow guy, his goals, status of what he's doing, who's funding speculations? What's his name? You know, what's his name? Help me out here, MyPillow guy. Something happened to his website, and I'm not sure about that. FrankSpeech.com. It was going to be a new... Oh, Mike Lindell, sorry. He was going to be a new kind of a social media kind of place, and maybe they got it going now because I want to get on there. Oh, yeah, okay. They got a bunch of podcasts on there. Oh, I'm going to get on there. We'll get on there. We'll put our videos up there. Cool. Yeah, Mike Lindell. You know, I don't know that much about him. I think he's a cool guy, former drug addict, and usually people that have been through that, they're pretty honest with themselves. They wouldn't have been able to get out of the drug thing. Great company. I not use their products. I think he's an honorable guy. He's been speaking to some of the MAGA rallies. That's about all I know about him. I don't quite understand. And by the way, we've invited Lindell on, and they turned us down. Like, we're just probably not big enough. And I understand that these people can only do so many shows, and you know, they get the low-hanging fruit. I'd love to talk to him, though. But anyway, I'm just real curious why President Trump hasn't grasped onto, you know, the data that he has and the proof that you can't create this data. He had white hat geeks look at it. They've been at this forever, and you can't do it, really. It is what it is. And they can prove that so many votes were stolen. And if they were out of... an IP address in China. All of them are in China. But I would caution people, this could all be a false flag as well. You know, the whole globalist people in charge of the voter fraud, they could have easily had people work from an IP address in China to blame China because they hate China. Connect the dots, folks. Nothing as it seems. All this stuff against China, in my opinion, is a big scam. Sure, they're commies and they're crazy and they control their people, and all governments do that. Slave labor, all governments do that. You know. Well, we don't really do slave labor. Well, yeah, we do. They tax us unconstitutionally and take as much money as they can from us. That's slave labor. So they all do it. But I think all of this China thing, and especially the virus thing from Wuhan, that's all globalist agenda to diss China and Russia. Remember, the 2030, the 2021, the UN Agenda 21, Klaus Schwab, the Davos crowd, the Rothies, all these people, the big boys, what we call the boys, they are separate from China and Russia. Which is why they are going to be the countries that are going to come out of this unless people get their head out of you know where in this country. Because if humans in this country do not get their head out of you know where and wake up and initiate some real change in their life and then in this government and everything else, just go to Babel and learn Mandarin. You'll be good. Or learn Russian. Because Putin and Xi are not buying into it. They're going to take care of their country, and they're going to take care of their people, even though they're China, you know, the pollution, and it's crazy. Wouldn't want to live there because they're crazies. But they also know that there's 1.5 billion people there. And if they don't figure out how to keep them working, keep them fed, make more babies, they lifted their one child thing. Make more babies, man. Then these people will storm the castle and they won't be kings any longer. So they're well aware of that. There's been revolutions in China before. 1.5 billion pitchforks, and you're not going to, I don't care what you got. Now, Putin, in my opinion, he's another class in himself. Yeah, he's a dictator. He controls the elections. He may even rub out people who want to run against him. Who knows? Politics is dirty business. Clintons do it all the time. I'm not saying it's right. Here's a guy that just had did the WikiLeaks thing. Released the WikiLeaks thing as the Clinton emails. Oh. He committed suicide last week. Oh, my goodness. You don't want to mess with Bill and Hillary, baby. Yow! My name is Patrick Timpone, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Oh, let me show you this guy. Okay. The evidence is there that for most people, I'm being very careful here. For most people, electromagnetic radiation can cause them problems. No doubt about it. The evidence is there, the science is there. These EMFs are a particular wavelength that interfere with the wavelength of our body, because we're electrical beings, right? And they can cause disruptions in the energetic pathways, and who knows what can happen from there, because everything's connected, right? Brandon Amalani came across a Blue Shield some years ago. It's out of Australia. And we think it's like the bomb as far as protecting yourself and your family. But it does it in a very unique way. This is the latest model that I got about a week ago. And it's an upgrade from the Cube, which you can see the Cube here. Now, Cube still works really well. This is just in a little step up. Depends on your budget. You get the Cube or you get this one, the Ultra. I think it's called the Ultra. You'll see it on the website. Very simple. Just plug it in. And it changes the frequency of it every 30 seconds or so, forever. So your body, it's all wavelengths, so your body doesn't get used to it. But what it does is it helps the cells, all the cells in your body, our body, everything, to vibrate at a more balanced level. So the cell phone tower and Wi-Fi and stuff like that, don't do Wi-Fi. Has a lot more difficult time affecting it. So this is, and I've seen this on the inner, how it works on the inner planes. This is exactly what we do as soul, what this machine does. It uses Tesla kind of, or scalar, whatever it is. Scalar is spirit. Scalar is just the best thing we figured out how to mimic divine spirit. They call it scalar energy. That's what it is. It's God stuff. So that's what this does. So you can get yourself one of these through Blue Shield on our website. Listen to Doodle Watson. She's dreaming. It's okay, sweetie. It's all right. You chasing a bunny rabbit? Are you chasing a bunny rabbit? There you go. She's quiet. So dogs leave their body as well, like Doodle just did, while her body's sleeping. And they do stuff too. She and I interact all the time on the inner planes when my body's sleeping. She's there all the time. And sometimes I hear her, she's, who knows? All I have to do is talk to her while she's sleeping. Go, it's okay, you're doing good. Where was I? Oh. So, as we're learning how to do this on our own, like we talk about a lot here, you can get yourself one of these guys and help you to not be affected by cell phone towers and everything else that's going along. And then you can also get one of these. And I put this behind my chair when I'm up here in the studio because it's got all kinds of, surrounded by electrical stuff. This is a little pocket guy that you can put in your purse or pocket when you go into the city where there's more cell phone towers, or just when you drive around. So what I'm really seeing with this, the electromagnetic fields, is that the sicker that people are, the more dangerous these cell phone towers are. I know, it's crazy. That's what I'm beginning to believe. Because I saw where the energetics, so once again, we go back to energy in the liver or kidneys or something like that, it's vibrating at an imbalance, disease, whatever. And then the electromagnetic fields hit it, and it's even more difficult for the body to So you can see how the sick are going to get sicker with 5G. And the well are going to get weller. Weller. Is weller a good word? So kind of on planet Earth and physical reality, it works both ways all the time. Just like when we worry, we get sick, and don't worry, we get well. The title of this show. So it works both ways. So this is a great technology. It is a Blue Shield on our website, OneRadioNetwork.com.
Previously on our show, we talked to the now legendary Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, and he mentioned sulfur. He's a fan.
The conditions in our world and our environment are changing so dramatically that people need to have a whole host of self-help tools and methods. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thrilled about your version of MSM. It's a right way to go. You know, sulfur is part of most of the detox enzymes, and the critical part that is right now we have a much, much higher need of healthy sulfur than we had even 10 years ago. And so I followed your work a little bit, you know, that you're on the right track with what you are promoting.
Well, Dr. Klinghardt, we've heard from thousands of people over the year how they really love this product. You can click and order our Pure Sulfur. Three prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide, right here. Or email me, Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com for a discount for more than £4. Pure Sulfur, one of the few places where you can get this product. OneRadioNetwork.com.
And we ship all over the world, too, folks, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we do. We ship all over the world, and we haven't had a whole lot of issues. Every now and then, some trouble going to Mexico, but other than that, Australia, everywhere. Just the distributor's gotten pretty good in how to label it and everything going across the border. Shin Blossom, Brandon sent me a little care package after being on the show. He's such a sweet guy. You know what I really like about Shin Blossom is you can go on and get some very inexpensive but powerful minerals. Like seaweed powders, midnight minerals he's got. These are just great. They're a little bit alkalizing minerals to balance out, you know, acid foods. They say you're having a big steak or piece of fish, it'll be more acid forming. You put a little minerals on there, some garlic, and it's a little more balanced. He's got a lot of cool seaweed things. Buy some of these and keep them in your kitchen. So everything that you cook, and you know, if you do a green drink, and just put these things in there, just pile them in. You just really can't get, and these are foods, seaweeds, right? You just can't get too many of these puppies in there. And vitamins come from minerals. When you got the minerals, you got the whole deal. We have a wild purple reishi extract, wild red reishi mushroom. Reishi is really good to take before bedtime. It helps relax the body. Shizandra, goji berry, reishi wu, turmeric. Wonderful, just great products, man. These are so cool. These are so cool, man. Midnight minerals, it's really good for your nervous system. You can take these before bedtime and get a little happier. Shen the Blossom. Okay, let's get into some emails here. Yeah, we had a few comments on Robert O. Young. You know, I thought he was very interesting. I liked him. And but I did something, and I just wanted to share this with you. So I kind of bought into the idea at first.